Carries. Notice of renewal for janitorial supplies, Harrison Grocer Company Incorporated, doing business as Pippin Wholesale Company, number 21-015, maintenance F.
Move to approve the notice of renewal by and between Harrison Grocer Company Incorporated, doing business as Pippin Wholesale Company in Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for Modified Aggregate Quickset, number 21-013, Roden Bridge.
Thank you, Renee.
Thank you.
Good morning. On that...
You're going to remind me what this one is.
The micro paving.
The one that we did over off of the TI? Okay.
Travis had called me a couple different times on this on Friday with some questions on the wage order and a payment bond. But the main thing was the wage order. And I got clarification for him on that. So he is going to resubmit a letter and have this put back on the agenda for approval next week.
Okay.
So we need to table it to next week?
Correct.
Next week is the 15th?
15th.
Move to table agreement for modified aggregate quick set to March 15th.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Taney County Tipping Services Disposal Agreement, number 21-014, Roden Bridge. Let's see here. I have a letter dated March 5th, 2021, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He approves the agreement as to form. This is buying between Taney County and Republic Services.
Move to approve the Taney County Tipping Service Disposal Agreement between Republic Services of the Ozarks and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Spring cleanup discussion.
Okay, on the cleanup, I've learned in the past on trying to work around youth turkey season, etc. April 2nd and 3rd appears to be the weekend to where it's right before the youth spring turkey. Is the dates, if you approve, that we would keep on the flyer. Start passing out. If you look over some of the things we put on there, the only change I made was, one of them, no boats allowed with fuel tanks. We've been getting a lot of boats come in. Oh, no, there's no fuel in them, and you go to mash them, and there's fuel in them. So to prevent the danger of them causing a fire, just put in there to not allow them. And then we had to make the change on the bottom, taking a phone number off for the hazardous waste, since Branson's no longer taking it. That's the only two
Does that weekend not affect any of your employees by it being Easter?
Typically it hadn't, but I can talk to them.
No, I'm just asking, have you had it on Easter before?
I'm not sure we've actually had it. No, we have on that weekend, I'm pretty sure. Okay. But I know it really affected a lot of people, employees and citizens in Taney County when we had it on turkey season. The youth, which would be the following weekend, the 10th and 11th would be the start of it. I can check, otherwise we'll have to have it at the end of April because the other season lasts for like 3 weeks.
Just a question to bring out.
I would put it probably up around the 30th and 1st of May to get completely out of the this turkey season. And also I included, you can't really go off of the spring cleanup. It was pretty crazy. But the fall cleanup, it'll show what the costs were after the metal we took in and then the bins we paid for, and then the tonnage we had to take to the landfill on what it actually cost down at the very bottom to have that cleanup.
Why can't you use the spring one? You said it was crazy.
Well, during the COVID, everybody at home like it, because emails alone, we had 23 containers. Typically, we go through 10 to 12. You can see on the tonnage report, and
you're
I'm assuming that was because of people being at home. I don't know.
So the Buchanan barn in spring brought in 89 good tons?
Yes. And Kazee Mills, 116.34. And that's of garbage that would go to the landfill.
Right.
We didn't break it out on the metal, but we took in 34.73 ton in the spring on it. And the metal, taking it off to sell, helps offset the labor and the...
How much metal did we... What was the total tonnage brought in?
On metal?
On everything combined. Do you have... Where's the... Okay, so this is... So 34.73?
Yes. Of metal. And then the dollar amount to the right is what we got out of the metal.
I would come near thinking the increase.
Sorry.
Well, no. Maybe you were talking first.
Real quick, what do we charge per ton?
48.
Okay, go ahead.
And then on that particular one, on the bins, they were $195 each, plus the per ton price to haul it off. Part of it came to our transfer, and part of it went straight to Springfield.
Down here where it says total cost of the county, we don't charge ourselves $48 a ton.
No, that's the total cost on what, by the time we got the money for the metal, and then you deduct your price for the loads, the bins, and then we figured up the labor, and then that was the final cost after you take away the $2,951.20 on the metal.
I guess the way I would want to figure is, how much did we save the citizens by allowing them to put trash? We do this twice a year. And the reason for it is, and has always been, because in the past people would just dump stuff on the roads and dump stuff everywhere.
So that's when the county stepped up.
That's when the county stepped up how many years ago to start doing this?
20-some years ago.
How many?
Over 20 years ago.
So over 20. Our new news reporter was asking, or was saying that, how to get stories. I think this might be a good story. Because they
service?
Do... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Just what a service it is to the citizens.
Right, because I hear a lot out there about, through social media and through things where stuff isn't getting taken care of, and what is certain entities doing to help prevent or to help with the trash issue or the dirt, you know. Right. And so I think something that's overlooked is the fact that the county has done this for over 20 years.
Yep. Well.
And we've brought in, just last year alone, 240 tons.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, that was in the spring. Plus 16. Plus 113. Taney County has allowed citizens to bring in over 706,000 pounds last year alone. And then on top of that, how many people did we hire just to go through, and how often do you guys through and do cleanup on county roads?
We try to do them at least every other month on the major traveled roads, and our complaints have went down big time.
And those are just on county roads. We,
yes.
We really don't have the ability to
go
on state roads or city roads.
No.
So I think that's a good to be known that service is out there, that we've done that.
Right.
Anytime we get a report that something's dumped, this is discouraged the dumping.
Right.
But anytime we get a report that something's dumped on county road and called Road and Bridge, they're out there right then and pick it up. Goes with the environment. And this also goes with what we've done to take over the recycle, to keep the
recyclables and everything.
Yes.
To one, help the natural beauty of the Ozarks, and also to help the environment. Mm-hmm. The reason I bring that up, Devin, is I know you're looking at cost to the county, and I guess we're looking at it from the standpoint of the benefit to the county.
Oh, I'm looking at it both ways. It has definitely helped on the roadside dumping.
Yeah. And it shows, when you look at your spring that was held off until June, you see the difference there. When we normally have it in April, it shows how much the need is even.
And then on the fall one, that's pretty well a normal tonnage that
right.
You get spring and fall on the average.
Okay. The fall one is normal for the fall?
Yeah.
See, I thought maybe it was down because it was so close
no,
to the.
No, we went through 12 containers. Mm-hmm.
So. It's a good thing.
Yeah. You all good with that date, or do you want me to?
I'm fine with that date.
I'm good with it.
So I think Sheila brings up a good point. Make sure it doesn't interrupt with anybody's plans or anything.
It closes at 3:30 on Saturday.
Correct.
It shouldn't.
Okay. We will get this sent out, and I'll get to the newspaper and the radio station.
I'm going to ask another question. Do you know when the schools, do they have spring break?
March 12th through the 21st, I do believe, is
none of them have it during
the
Easter week. Okay.
I don't know about the Easter week. But
well, no, the spring break is where they combined it. Where my daughter goes, they have it during the Easter time. I didn't know.
I do believe I saw that on the Kirbyville school sign the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Discussion of Purple Wave and County Inventory. Auditor.
Commission, I have a list of items, which include sheriff laptops that are over the that is on the inventory list that is in the auditor's office, and then also additional equipment from the sheriff, which includes the old radios, some scanners, and some.